You're tuned in to the Wiley and Sage Show with Dr. Diana Wiley, psychotherapist, board-certified sex therapist and gerontologist, and me, Bill Sage, alleged humorist. We're combining talents to bring you wise and witty journeys on sex and other subjects. That's right. We're exploring all aspects of aging with fun and wisdom. And now here's your host, Dr. Diana Wiley.
Good morning, everybody. Well, this show is an ending because it is our last show. It's our last show.
Yeah. So long, little partners.
But it's also possibly a beginning, at least down the line, of a much bigger show that would air in other states on the mainland.
Hold it down, guys. Come on, hold it down.
Yeah, wow, thank you.
No display of sentiment there, folks. Ah, you big galoot.
Yeah, because I will be moving to Los Angeles in about 4 months to work as a clinical sexologist. I expect to be working in the Westwood, UCLA area. And I want to put down my feelers and after a while and the media put out the media feelers and see if there's some possibilities. And then since, Bill, we can't get him out of here, you know, out of Hawaii.
Send me a ticket.
But my fantasy is we'd put Bill on an ISDN line. Maybe you could tell our listeners, for those who don't know, I didn't know at the beginning what that is.
It's the Internet Series Direct Nexus. I might not be sure. It's some nerd out there will know the exact name, correct me, but anyway, it's something to do with speed of light technology, which enables you to have the sound of the presence of whatever it is you're doing as if you're in the same room.
Right. So it's also described as a big, fat phone line.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Close enough.
And we are going to keep the website going. So if you want kind of updates, go to WileyandSage.com. And you can also...
WWW stands for Wiley, 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 right?
I know, I don't think so.
Or Wise Witty Wiley.
Oh, well.
WWW.
Thank you.
Or George.
I began on these Hawaii airwaves on September the 12th, 1997. And to date, there have been 229 shows when I was in studio. And included in this number is well over 50 shows with my brilliant and very funny co-host, Bill Sage.
Oh, well, has it been that long?
Yes. So we give him a... Yeah, it's been... Because it's been just over a year.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Seems like it's only been 52 weeks or so.
Yeah. So... You know, we like to sometimes say we attempt to fuse entertainment and enlightenment, and I think, you know, we've really tried with our weekly programs to bring together fascinating expert guests, some of them with astonishing personal accounts, cutting edge research, and a wealth of practical and, thanks to Bill, sometimes amusing advice. So I like to think of this show as providing a format for that and also maybe a place for certain ruminations on the various new directions.
My parents got me ruminating when I was 12.
Are you sure it was ruminating?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then I started cogitating.
Oh, okay.
And eventually they caught me matriculating, too.
Well,
but I survived.
Yes, you did, and well intact. But they're really body and spirit for a person after 50 is often taking new directions. And my guiding supposition is that change is good, exciting, and valuable. And as I said at the top of the show, I'm in for a big change soon. Fortunately, I've always been good with change.
You're wearing something different today, even as we speak.
Yeah, I like that, too. Well, and also notice it's very cheerful little Christmas sweater.
Black and gold. Is that the pattern of Santa's slick? let the microphone show that she, it's a black velvet-looking sweater with little sparkly Santas all over it, and this, this sort of
happy Santas
gold thread weaving throughout that it could be the root of Santa's sleigh after 15 eggnogs. It's sort of this, oh, boy, Rudolph, here, give me a slug off that bottle, son.
Santa, watch out for that elf.
You know, sort of like,
yeah, so...
you don't like my driving, stay off the roof, yeah.
So... this morning we're going to be probably a little nostalgic, but we'll also have some fun, I hope. And we may even be hearing from some of our favorite past guests. Or I did, you know, for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that Brad Coates has been a frequent guest. And he's out sailing on the sea somewhere lecturing, so I don't think we'll be hearing from him.
No. Bail! Bail! You mean call a bondsman? No, the boat! Bail! Bail!
So, but we may be hearing from some others. So, this morning we're talking some about Bill's and my own transition from not having had this show. How has it been for you to be on this show?
It's been fun. I just wake up in the morning and I don't sit there going, oh, darn, I have to go in. It's like, well, get to go in and do another show because it's a lot of fun. You never know.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a postgraduate course in all sorts of human insights. People that I never would have met otherwise.
Yeah.
And, as a matter of fact, having met Mark Travis inspired me quite a lot when I picked up a copy of his book, Directing, and I've had an idea for a screenplay in the back of my mind for years, but I never tried to read it. I can't write a screenplay. I'm not a screenwriter. And then I thought, why not?
Mm-hmm.
After reading that book, then I went on to the next necessary step. I purchased several just how-to manuals. If you're going to be a real amateur and a dork, write it like this. If you're going to look like a professional, you do this, 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 and this.
Just exactly.
And the more
what
I thought
needed.
About my premise, the more I thought, now I'm getting this sort of the Hollywood cage, it's better I give it out over the air. I don't want somebody to steal it. But Mark called me back and said, that's an intriguing idea. Work on it. I'd like to see the finished product.
Yes.
So stuff like that.
No, he's very talented. And, of course, that's been a big, big part of my satisfaction about doing this program now for 5+ years. 229 shows, is I get to learn new things, I get to read new books, in this last year, get to interview these often fascinating people.
You and I both have addictive personalities, but luckily what we're addicted to is knowledge.
Yes, and that'll help us, both of us, age successfully.
Hey, man, you got any insight? I need a fix, man.
But addicted, no, that's right, to be very curious people, It's a very good thing.
Lots of people look at it and say, you're rather curious, aren't you?
Well, yeah, sometimes you have to not be too curious in certain moments.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be. So what I know for sure is that change is inevitable. And as Dr. Shea said on Surfing for Life show a few weeks ago, it's the growth that's optional. And so I'm about to have some more change. I had a huge amount of change, of course, 2 years and almost 7 months ago when my husband died. That was huge. But, you know, I think that while it's true that you can't pick and choose the mixture of thorny experiences that may challenge you, you can choose the spirit in which you'll deal with them. And if you have a certain kind of openness, then it's going to help. It's going to help in dealing with new transitions.
By now I can think of myself not only as an unpublished playwright, but also an unpublished screenwriter and an unpublished book author. I got three irons in the fire, so.
Right, but to keep an open, optimistic mind, I'm sure you do that.
Yeah, and I just keep working on them all.
Yeah. And so maybe,
somebody out there, please!
Yeah.
I got a kid in college!
And of course, right, and of course, my fantasy is that I'll be able to get something started in L.A., which could snowball into maybe some small syndication that would grow. And again, have you on an ISDN line from Hawaii?
We start with a small syndicate, and pretty soon we take over the families in Jersey and, the families in Chicago, and pretty soon we take over all the families, get our own syndicate.
And you know I'm talking about, I know you're making a joke, but we're talking about radio syndication, and because there's really not a show exactly like ours.
And that's true. Remember, we got to pick up. You know, my real name is Joey Raffone, right? My brother Mike invented the thing you're talking in, microphone.
Oh, yeah.
And you ain't paying the royalties for a while, so let's. Everybody out there, use guys of radio. Remember, the Raffones want that too.
So I want to ask you, listeners, what about your own transitions in life? And do you need to find out what is waiting in the wings of your life? Maybe there's something waiting in the wings. And you know, I think that whether you choose to change or not, there are unlived potentialities within you, interests and talents that you have not yet explored. So, you know, just as in nature, transition clears the way for new growth.
I asked the pigeon if he had anything waiting in the wings. He looked at me and said, well, duh, feathers. I don't know where that came from.
That's cute. That's very cute. One of the great things about Bill Sage is that he has this very creative, funny mind, and he goes in all these weird places, but right in the moment,
One thing you'll be very grateful for is that it's not 1958 and I'm one of your students in the sixth grade, because this sort of smart-ass stuff, I couldn't, you know, close my mouth, so.
Yeah, no, it wasn't probably appropriate there.
That's true, but.
So there are when I said transition clears the way for new growth, I have some other metaphors of this sort, and one is storms make trees take deeper roots.
And the storm makes trees take deeper roots. The best things in life are I met a four once, but I wish I could have had a ten. But now, yeah.
And you can do a sound effect on this one. Birds sing after storms. Why shouldn't we?
Oh, boy, my feathers are blown off. There's nothing waiting in the wings.
Nothing waiting in the wings.
Yeah, new feathers. How's that?
Yeah, so...
yeah, okay, well, thank you for shredding that little bit of insight.
No, that's good. So I'm going to... This is the last show for us.
So all you shy bastards out there, now call, would you?
But I was asking about your own transitions.
Oh, okay.
We are preempted by NFL football for the last two Saturdays of this month. And so, anyway, we're going to kind of make the most of the show this morning. And, you know, when we're talking about change and transitions, and personally, when I look back on precious and difficult years, because you're going to have some of both.
Mm-hmm. Usually in the same year.
In the same year, exactly.
Sometimes
right.
In the same day.
You know, I can see that life has a little bit of room for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of my having been in a really magical marriage, you know, sometimes I think about it this way. Sometimes you dance with a partner and sometimes you dance alone. But the important thing is to keep dancing.
Yes, that's when the police look at, ma'am, are you okay? Yes, I'm just dancing alone. Thank you.
Dancing alone. So I think we're going to go to the phones and...
dancing alone?
Yeah. All right.
Of course, if you're doing a Dutch clog dance in heavy wooden shoes in the middle of church...
Okay. Oh, speaking of church, I think... Do we have Richard Levy on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in this morning. The Reverend Levy has been on this program at least twice, maybe three times.
Oh, you can take it or Levy.
And then the levee broke.
Okay, yeah.
And he is the minister at Windward Unity. And such an inspiring man. Thank you.
Don't forget the Jewish futility cheer. Give me an O. Why? What's that spell? Hey.
So, you probably been listening to the show. We're waxing a little bit nostalgic. It's endings are sometimes hard.
I know. They're always difficult.
We're waxing, but we're not washing.
Yes.
You know, messy gluer tapes.
Really.
This
really.
Offer sold separately.
Yes.
Disclaimer is not included.
Now let him talk.
Okay.
So you guys are calling it quits. You're kind of. Feeling like you're done there. I to be honest with you, we have been in the middle of such a personal, heavy situation in our own life. I haven't been really listening or watching any news or TV or radio, so I can't even tell you I've been listening to the show this morning because I haven't had a chance to. I have a little grandson that went into the hospital with a thing called infant botulism, and my family has been, you know, dealing with that, and he's getting better, and just yesterday he went off the respirator. So every day is an ending and a new beginning for us, and that's kind of taken our whole focus and our whole family's attention. So
understandably.
What's that now?
Understandably, Richard.
He is recuperating?
Yeah. Hold on now.
He is recuperating?
He is recuperating. He's doing better. He's off the respirator and having 12 days of being on it and being hooked up to tubes and stuff. Anything that we get is a ray of hope for us. And he's doing much better, and his eyes are open, and he's responding. So we're sort of just grateful for the miracle of renewed life and a healthy grandson coming back into our life again. He's only 2 months old, so that's kind of taken our whole field of focus, as these kind of tragedies do. You know, they fill the whole screen.
Well, then you wouldn't much care that Henry Kissinger resigned from the commission today.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not even sure who the president is right now, and don't really care, which is actually kind of a relief.
Of course, and you have to have put all your loving spiritual energy toward prayer and for your little grandson.
Yeah.
And he's going to come through all right.
He is, and he already is doing really well. And you just sort of really get to, you know, look at people who are going, at any moment there can be an end to something that seems so solid. I was walking by the newspaper this morning getting coffee and, you know, saw that a little 11-year-old girl, you know. I mean, you just never know when something's going to come that's so big and colossal that it creates its own ending, and you have to start over again, having to accept things that you never thought you'd be able to accept before. So
here's a cheerful thought. North Korea now has missiles which can hit Hawaii with nuclear weapons.
Oh, that's a wonderful thought. Thank you. There's always something
See, there's always
you can
something.
Think about. And actually, that's
expression?
Very true, though.
Cheer up. Things could get worse. So I cheered
that's
up, and sure enough, things got worse, yeah.
You look and go, and look at that person one bed over. They're really in much worse shape than I'm in. And as morbid as that can seem, in some way, it's a relief, and it gets you off of thinking your thing is so important when there's something even bigger going on. So I'm sure you guys, knowing that you're ending your show, know that it's an ending and a new beginning, you know.
That's what we're talking about, transitions.
What would you recommend, Dr. Guillotine? Oh, a craniectomy.
You know, I think endings are hard, and ending relationships are hard. And part of it is that you really, I think people in general want to make an effort, they should want to make an effort to stay connected to life and to their important relationships. So connected is a word we use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard, we need to go to our break, and we send lots of prayers for your
Thank
grandchild.
You.
And I'll see you in church. I'll be back one of these days very soon.
Okay, and I wish you both a fond voyage and aloha, mahalo and a hui ho, and just you guys have done a great job, and it's been my pleasure in any way I can to be a part of your show.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you,
okay.
Richard.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. So we'll go to our first break of the morning, and we'll be right back with this last show.
The Wiley and Sage Show will be right back after these words from our sponsors. Please stay tuned.
We provide the world's best detection of heart disease, plus technology to discover precancerous conditions or tendency for stroke.
EBT technology is a serious breakthrough. It has high resolution and the greatest speed of any scanner, with 50% less radiation.
And genomic testing and ultrasound, and we can determine a person's state of health, even detect a predisposition to disease.
Holistica, Hawaii's high-tech center for the practice of preventive medicine.
Hi, I'm Bobby Curran, inviting you to join Jeff Portnoy and me all season long for exciting University of Hawaii Rainbow Warrior basketball. The Rainbows return four starters and are picked number two in the conference. Can they make it a third straight year to the NCAA tournament? We'll carry all the games live right here on Hawaii's Sports Leader, 1420 AM KKEA.
You already know that Hawaii is a very desirable place to live, and when you live here, you also desire stuff. And you probably have stuff in paradise, but some other people who may not be as ethical as you may also desire your stuff. Well, the job of Security One is to keep your stuff. When you're not at home, somebody else thinks, now I can take your stuff. Don't let them take your stuff. Call Security One at 734-4374. Their job is to make sure your stuff is stuffed with stuff. Your own stuff, not their stuff. It's your stuff. So keep your stuff. Call Security One at 734-4374.
The Wiley and Sage Show is back right now, and the phone lines are open. Feel free to call us at 296-1420, or if you're on the cell, *1420 or #1420.
This show this morning is an ending because it's our last show, but it's also possibly a beginning, at least down the line, some of a much bigger show, so we want you to stay tuned. It's, you know, that's often what happens in life, though, when you have a ending or when you close a door, a new one opens. But you have to be ready for it. Let's go to Meg. Hello. Good morning, Meg.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart.
Oh, Meg.
Oh, I'm
so sad that you're leaving, but you'll be back, I know.
Yes, we will. And what a sweet song you sang for
us. Well,
I
seem to remember a long time ago you said it was one of your favorites.
Yes.
It was a long time ago.
You're right.
Maybe a year.
Well, you have such a good memory. And, Meg, you've been a fan for several years now, and
yes,
and always a delightful caller, and I do thank you, and I feel very privileged because I've gotten to know you. We went to the symphony last week.
Yes.
And
yes,
so you're a special lady.
I met somebody at Jim Neighbor's show, and he's a military man, and he's from Kauai. I don't know his name,
mm-hmm,
but he's listening to you today. So hello, Kauai. If you feel like it, call in.
Meg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you.
Cheerio.
Seeing you in
cheerio.
All your familiar places.
Now we're going to go to Susan Page. Good morning, Susan Page.
Good morning, Diana. How are you this morning?
Good. But you're now feeling a little sadness because the last show after 229 shows in Hawaii.
I know, but, you know, it's just a door that's supposed to close because another one's opening. It's just,
yes,
it's just, you know, looking at this is in a positive way like you always do, which is one of the beautiful things about you and your show is just seeing everything in such a positive light. It's just things happen the way they're supposed to happen.
Well, I kind of believe that, and many of our listeners will remember when you were on not only with Dr. Jim Pierce talking about Alzheimer's, but when you and your... Are you guys married
now? I can
barely
remember talking about Alzheimer's.
You barely remember talking about that.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
This rim shot brought to you by
no,
Susan
no,
Page.
Well, but
don't
ask that question, because
okay,
I can't... I'll have to kill you if I tell you that we're married. But
Yes. Well, I thought that was coming up, so...
It is coming up. And unfortunately, I can't announce it on the radio, but...
Okay. National security matters.
Stand by. Not as if, you know, it really matters. It's not that significant in the course of the world, but anyway.
Yes, it is. In my book, it is.
Hey, there you go, Jerry Coffey.
Jerry.
Well, we can read between the lines here.
Yes, you can.
And
well, the main thing is that we don't feel like we're officially married yet because we are going to have a private ceremony at our home with all our kids. I mean, getting six adult children, spouses, and six grandchildren together at one time,
and they
live
dogs
all over the place, and two dogs, is no easy thing to do. So we've been waiting for that to happen.
Yes.
But, of course, we kind of went and got some official stuff out of the way earlier. So let me just put it that way.
Okay. Well, you know, I thought that when you were on this program on August 10th of this year, you were able to talk about how appreciative you were one of the other. And I think you, Jerry, quoted Dennis Prager, and you said that happiness is directly proportional to gratitude.
That's right on. Yes.
And that, I mean, if you can just remember that as you go along in your life, what a difference, huh?
Oh, my God, that's right, Diana. There's no reason really for... You know, 99% of us should be so happy in our daily lives just based upon that principle. We simply stop and look around at all the things for which we have to be so grateful.
There's a wonderful... Do you ever see the cartoons of George Booth, sometimes in the New Yorker?
Yes.
There was one. It's just, he has that sort of ditzy, frizzy-haired elderly lady in this picture, and the grumpy husband sitting in the chair with the dog always coughing in the corner. There's one picture. She's standing in the center of the frame, just hair just all the fritz and frizzy, and the caption, and she's got this big grin on her face. The caption is, "I feel idiotically happy today."
Hi, Bill Sage.
Hello, Susan.
I forgot to say hello to you.
Oh, that's okay. I just, come on, let's get some Texas on there. I know you're from Texas, Scott. Come on, let's get the Texas. I just have, every time
I'm
get on the phone with Susan.
I'm calling you from our home.
All right, I just have to get the Texas out.
We live near Camp Smith, and there are helicopters flying over our house right now.
Okay.
It's a little noisy here.
Well, just talk Texas, so I know you're really from...
Okay, all right.
All right.
I've been in Texas. I was there seeing my sweet mother, who
Matt's
has no memory
out.
That we were there last week, but she's really doing quite well with her Alzheimer's. She's a few little things are occurring, but for the most part, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have her for this long, and I have to keep reminding myself that so many others don't have their parents with them, and I have my mom, and ironically, this disease has caused us to have a really great relationship. She doesn't remember any of the bitterness or anger or guilt or anything
it's selective
sort of
memory
her life, and mm-hmm. so now we just deal on a moment to moment basis, and she's really very happy.
So there must be an overall life lesson in that too, that for any kind of loving, important relationship, how wonderful it is not to keep to stay in the moment and to stay in a loving moment, being attentive to your loved one and not go back and bring up all that old yucky
right.
stuff.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, my mom and I, you know, all that stuff always got in the way. There was a lot of stuff, and it got in the way of us having, I think, what we have now, which is just a real simple, loving relationship. Although from a distance, but
Our life experiences have taught us, I think, that that being in the moment is so important. That obviously there's nothing we can do about what's happened in the past, and not to get wrapped around the axle about what might happen tomorrow or the next day. I don't mean in an irresponsible way, but to simply keep things in perspective and to recognize that the moment, if you simply embrace it and bring it in, internalize it, can just be the most beautiful thing going.
Bill?
I had one point. This may sound, that expression, wrapped around the axle.
I like that, too.
Is that something from Isadora Duncan? I've never heard that before.
That's kind of like where the rubber meets the road, you know,
okay.
Same genre.
I'd never heard that before, and all of a sudden I thought, I wonder if that came from the Isadora Duncan experience. But
for those of you who don't know, she died by getting her scarf caught in the wheel of a race.
Literally.
I've forgotten that.
She literally got wrapped around the axle.
She makes the weirdest connection.
I know. That's why I wanted to explain it. I've begun to learn how his brain works. At least a little bit of it. It's a very complex brain. But
after all this time, have you figured it out?
No, not completely, but I thought I better explain that little reference.
Insert tab A in slot B. Yes.
So, you know, I would think that this, I wanted to discuss with you the importance of volunteerism in general, but especially at this time of the year, kind of giving the gift that gives back, where people witnessing others performing good deeds, they also benefit because they may experience an emotion that has been called elevation. So if you see someone helping others, you show gratitude, behave honorably, or even act heroically, this triggers elevation, and then this makes people more open and loving toward others.
Yes.
And
I think maybe that's, isn't that the sort of message of Christmas, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, besides the real message of Christ's birth, but the message is that at that moment in our year, we really want to feel good about helping others. But, you know, Diana, I was thinking about this the other day, because in all the busyness that we endure around Christmas time, and the traffic is bad, and, you know, we're trying to get to parties, and when we get there, we're so frazzled we can't really even enjoy ourselves and things like that. But, you know, I thought that, and then to add on, you open up the newspaper, and there are all kinds of ways that you can give money, or you can take gifts down to, you know, to to
Mokahi and
places. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then
Toys
you can go
God
volunteer,
program.
and then it points out all the need in our community, and that can also add stress.
Of course.
To you, because you feel like, well, I'm just not doing enough. I could always do more, and I need to, you know, I need to do this. And I thought there are just ways that we can be satisfied that we are giving in a small way, and that may just mean to within your own family.
That's very true.
Just within your own family, and I have some, you know, need in my own family. You know, my mother, for example, and my mother-in-law, and if I just think, well, if I just go down to Pearl City Nursing Home where my mother-in-law is and take time with her, a little extra time with her that I might not have, then that's enough. That's enough.
Sure.
And I shouldn't feel, you know, we shouldn't feel like we have to do more than we can do.
Well, you say
that makes sense.
It certainly does, and it's about maintaining sort of balanced expectations, and if you put too much on yourself and expect too much of yourself, you're going to get stressed out over the holidays. But doing something and feeling good about
mm-hmm.
doing something and making a difference, it's the spirit of the holiday season, but, you know, wouldn't the world be a lovely place if we did it all the time? You know, because compassion is the thread
yes.
that connects us all. And, indeed, the holidays are a fine time to lend a hand or listen closely
mm-hmm.
and share what you've got plenty of.
Yes.
Yeah. Putting realistic expectations upon ourselves based upon our own self-knowledge and knowledge of our own circumstances and priorities and obligations rather than succumbing to other people's expectations of what we should be doing, I think is also important.
It really is, and then we'll all have a more meaningful time, I think. This time of the year, we have these opportunities for connecting. I mean, look at, are you going to try to make this happen with your adult kids? I think,
yes.
Over the next, say, in the next month?
Yes, they're all going to be here, all 18 of us.
Oh, my goodness.
they'll be here on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and, yes, we will, and it's going to be a full house. We live in a small house. It's going to be absolutely brimming.
With joy.
Humanity.
With joy.
And joy.
And you will have gathered round the tribe that really loves you. Think what a love fest this is going to be for you.
It really is going to be.
And, Jerry, if your middle name does not begin with a T, you should change it so you'd be Jerry T. Coffee. I don't know why I thought that. Just something.
I don't get that.
Tea, coffee.
Tea, coffee.
Well, I can't be. When everybody's talking so profound, that's when I feel God put me in to say something really pointless.
In 67 years, nobody's come up with that one on my last name. I'll tell you.
That was a middle name.
Well, I'm just thrilled for the two of you. So this is a very public way to say congratulations, best wishes, and so much love. You two are so deserving. You just, Susan Page, of course, columnist for Midweek, and Jerry Coffey, survivor of POW camp in Vietnam and a motivational speaker, been on this program before. Special friends, special people. Thank you so much.
Diana, right back at you.
Diana, you have really contributed so much to our community here and to just our lives personally. We just thank you for being here, and the work that you've done over the years is out there and remarkable, and we really appreciate it.
And when you're having 18 people for Christmas and New Year's, remember the immortal words of Marty Feldman from the film Young Frankenstein. At a time like this, my dad used to say, "Hey, you want to get out of there? Plenty of other people want to use the bathroom, you know."
So we will bid you aloha. We'll go to our last break of the morning. No.
Second, we got.
We've got. See, I'm fast-forwarding here.
Those are the breaks.
Warmest aloha.
Hey, what can you do?
Yes.
You know.
Warm
and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year, and we hope to see much of you, Diana.
Thank you. In the last 4 months that I'm on this island, but, you know, even after that, I'll be back off, and my heart is in Hawaii.
Yes.
So we'll be in touch.
All right.
Okay.
Aloha.
Thanks for calling in. So any of the rest of you of 296-1420, if you want to say your own aloha. Some of the shows that we've done, we're just kind of reviewing since if you've just joined Wiley and Sage. This is our last show, at least for a while. My fantasy is that after I've been living in L.A., which will be basically starting by May of next year, that I'll be able to put out media feelers and perhaps start a show that would be heard, of course, here and maybe some other states, too, and have Bill Sage on an ISDN line from here and me in L.A. So the show could potentially continue. Meantime, the website is staying up, so you can look at WileyAndSage.com, WileyAndSage.com. The shows will, from all of this year, are archived. And this one will be archived about 10 minutes afterward. So if you missed any of the shows, you want to go back, go to the radio page and click on, just follow the directions. That's what I've learned. Took me a while to get rid of the little computer blocks, but and I'm still not perfect, of course. But anyway, you can click on the picture of the guest or the date and hear that radio program. And I think you can even fast forward on it.
Yeah, if you go Paul.
Yeah. So we've done some of the shows have been about aging and sexuality or just sexuality in general. And, you know, I'm just I'm wondering what you thought about the sexuality shows. I think there are some people that were a little bit, well, I've even had some feedback. I blushed. I mean, you two were just so straightforward about things. And, of course, my feeling about that is that there is so much sexual illiteracy, and the media is a very good way to get out some good, solid information. And so...
How do you spell sexuality?
D-I-A-N-A.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. You know, some people will ask the question, how much sex should we have at 50-plus or older? Of course, we have younger
listeners,
too. As
much as you can.
Well, perhaps so. Perhaps so. We're going to go to what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break.
And then
when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Donna. So stay with us, please.
The Wiley and Sage Show will be right back after a brief message, so please stay tuned to KCZN 1420 AM.
A virtual colonography requires no sedation and no invasive probe.
Look, I had a colonoscopy when I turned 45. And I'll have another one around 55. But in between, this is a great checkup.
EBT scanning is highly effective in detecting the conditions that lead to colon cancer.
Hey, I'm not taking any chances, but I'm not putting up with that probe more often than I have to.
Holistica, Hawaii's high-tech center for the practice of preventive medicine.
Dr. Barry Miller, my HRT doctor, has an anti-aging medical practice in Kailua. Please call 230-2400 for free information on natural hormones compounded by MedQuest Pharmacy. I feel great. You can too. Please call 230-2400.
Hi, everybody. This is Scott Robbs inviting you to join me at 245 for Wahine Volleyball. Hawaii is one step away from the Final Four after defeating North Carolina in three games. They'll face the Cornhuskers of Nebraska, three-game winners over Miami, and they'll play for the Central Regional title and a ticket to New Orleans. It's Hawaii and Nebraska at 2:45 right here on 1420 AM Talk and Sports Radio.
We're really glad you listened to Wiley and Sage right here on the radio because it makes you ready for romance, doesn't it? You bet your bippy it does. So if you're ready for romance, then how about a local romantic getaway right here on Oahu at the Hawaii Polo Inn? Well, here it is. They've got a sweetheart special for one romantic evening anytime, including discounted room rates for the spectacular Bamboo Suite. Mm-hmm, the Bamboo Suite. An enchanting evening. That's the board game that promotes intimacy, communication, laughter, and romance. The game sets the stage, and you, the players, make it the enchanting evening. It sold over 1 million copies, and it really works. Matter of fact, you can check it out on our website, WileyAndSage.com. You also get a bottle of champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries, and all this, folks, for the amazing price of just $140. Now, There's something else, too. If you decide to go a little bit higher, we have an optional dream cruise or a sail on a private 45-foot sailboat. And what happens on the water is up to you and King Neptune. Well, call 949-0061 to book this special time together because you deserve it. Yes, that's the romantic getaway at the Hawaii Polo Inn. The number again, 949-0061.
Going to the Stan Sheriff Center tonight? Then don't forget to take your headset radio. You can catch all the action on KKEA on our special arena frequency 106.5 FM. It's the best of both worlds. Watch the action in person and listen to the excitement at the same time. UH Sports, in your ear, in the arena, from KKEA Sports and Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's nice to remember, if you want to keep your stuff, all you have to do is call Security One. Security One has home, alarm, and security businesses also for your business as well. Security One, their number is 734-4374. That's Security One. That's 734-4374. The Wiley and Sage Show is back right now, and the phone lines are open. Feel free to call us at 296-1420, or if you're on the cell, *1420 or #1420.
We crunched that last break into the third break, so we won't have a third break. And we are going to go straight till the top of the hour. The last 14 minutes or so of Wiley and Sage, for a while, this is our last show. And who knows about the future, but we're going to miss you. And it's a pretty nostalgic show in a lot of ways. Before we go to Donna, I just wanted to acknowledge that I did get your message, Craig, and I'll be calling you about speaking to your Rotary Club. I've spoken to maybe 8 or 10 of them over the years, so I will be calling you. Let's go to Donna. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Aloha. How are you?
Aloha. And I know why you're calling, and let's tell everybody that I'm going to be one of the speakers for, go ahead with the rest of it, because you're coordinating this whole thing.
Well, our business is Recipes for Romance, and our workshop is basically Destination Romance. And as Diana mentioned, she will be attending, as well as a few other professional guest speakers, on various topics, such as how do men and women perceive romance, which is a very interesting topic, and in that process, communicating positively. Those are just a few of many things we're going to discuss. But most importantly, we scheduled the date to be the first weekend after Valentine's Day. It'll be at the Neil Blaisdell Center. And we decided to do a one-day workshop because we found that that was probably a good time frame for people with busy lives to have just one day to come in and focus on themselves and their relationship. Pardon me, their relationship.
And if people want more information about this, they can go to Recipes, the number four,
mm-hmm.
Recipes number four, romance.
Right, Recipes for Romance. And the reason we picked the number four is that we've realized that there's four main ingredients that you need in any recipe, of course, but this particular recipe would be you need time, desire, commitment, and consistency in order for you to achieve romance in your relationship long term. So we'll be going into all that at the workshop as well.
Well, I was thinking maybe it was two testes and two ovaries. That makes four.
Well, now you lead into an interesting area. The first topic is how do men and women perceive sex?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we did a little bit of marketing as far as talking to friends and everyone before we started the business. And we found that a lot of people just link that word to sex. And we find that a lot of the women, their variation on the definition is that there's a lot more levels of intimacy and affection, and that sometimes it doesn't have to lead to that. So it should be an interesting, playful workshop.
She just told me he.
No!
Oh,
and this will be February
22nd,
yes.
At the Neil Blaisdell Center at the Hawaiian Suites. There are two ways to contact us for signing up. One is to go online at recipes, romance.com. We're a local company, or you can call us. We have a number, 926-LOVE, so that's easy to remember. You can call and get information. If you're calling from another island or the mainland, we even have an 800 number. So if there's people you know coming in town during that time frame that you'd like to go with you, a lot of couples like to come to these events together, which is fun, that we have an 866-926-LOVE as well. So we can be
if you'd like Barry White to read that number again, baby, is 926-LOVE.
That's right. There you go. Very good.
Well, Donna, I look forward to participating in this workshop. I always like to talk about romance and sexuality and sexual intimacy, but so many women, as you alluded to, are needing more emotional foreplay.
Exactly.
And so that you have better sexual intimacy when you have better emotional intimacy.
Suggestion, ladies, just hold your radio right now.
So, Donna, we thank you for calling in, and yesterday you did say that you would offer two free tickets to a couple if they call in this morning. Is that how you want to work it?
Yes, and you know what? We had an idea so the radio show can go on and finish. There is for someone to call the 926-LOVE up until about 10:15.
Uh-huh.
And then they can talk to us directly, and we can get a name and, you know, if that works for you.
Oh, sure it does.
We can get a name and talk to them directly and take care of it. I would also like to mention part of this business is ongoing throughout the year, not just one workshop, but we have some cute products to help enhance romance. The number one, the number three things that people get frustrated about for romantic efforts not happening on both parts is time. You know, life is crazy. There's a lot of hype. You're hurrying up to get the next thing in. Money. A lot of people link romantic efforts as being an expensive thing. And
especially
it
at the Bunny Ranch.
Right. And then people lack ideas. They think, well, I don't know what to do. So that combination, I think, keeps people from even being able to try. So our website is a valuable tool. We have some products to choose from that are priced very inexpensively. One is called 52 Weeks of Romance. It's an entire year planned for him and for her. And then we have one that's called 52 Weeks of Naughty Nights, which soups it up in the bedroom. And that's a fun combination. And then we have a page with free ideas every month for the couple to go to and refer to.
That's great, Donna. Well, some really good gift ideas, too, for people.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you repeat the website name again, please? Recipe for Love, number four?
No, recipes.
Yes. It's R-E-C-I-P-E-S, and then the number four, and then romance, romance.com.
Okay.
Great.
Donna, thank you, and I'll be talking to you soon as we get closer to that February 22nd date.
Yes, that'll be wonderful. And anybody listening who wants to call in and try to have this opportunity for the workshop for themselves, or like you had said, it's a wonderful gift, call the 926-LOVE, and we will work out that deal with you.
Thank you, Donna, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
And let's go to, let's see if your mama has been patient. I think we've got Evelyn still on the line, do we? Good morning, Evelyn.
So you, sweetheart, aloha, aloha from the bottom of my heart.
I hear Dad in there, too.
Hey, yeah. We have the yard man in the back, and we can hardly hear. But the show has been absolutely marvelous, and I think that cute little man you have with him has added somewhat to it. Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, I can't tell
and
you.
Can't
adding quite a few watts
to
it. What?
What did you say?
Have I we... can't wait to meet you Thursday.
Well, I'm so looking forward to that, too.
And I don't want to keep your line open in case someone's trying to call you because you have to go off. You've had so many calls this morning.
Well, I don't think we have any more at the moment, so we'll keep you on just another minute.
Okay.
Because
your show was absolutely lovely today, don't you think?
Sure, and I, you know, what a fascinating son you produced, you and Dr. Sage. I mean, Bill Sage has just been such a joy to work with. He has me laughing all the time, and you know, that's so good for us to just to be able to laugh like this.
I know. Without a sense of humor, I think everyone would die.
Yes, yes.
You have to have that.
You certainly do, and it adds so much to like a positive a positive psychology.
It builds up the endorphins just like lovemaking does.
Yeah. I'm thinking about one study that looked at folks whose spouses had died 6 months before, and it was noted that just weeks after a loved one's death, those who displayed more positive emotions showed less depression and anxiety 2 to 4 years later.
I think so.
So, so that, you know, laughing, having some laughter and humor, it really is a great survival tool.
I know. So it's lovely. Aloha, Billy Boo.
Hello, Mama.
I love
you. Love you too, Mama. You too,
Bye.
Daddy. Thanks for all the practice for making us, or me.
And your wonderful sister, Ann Sage. What is that? What are we looking for?
We got 4 minutes.
Oh, we have 4 minutes.
Make them count.
Let make them count.
So anyway, this sex therapist walks into a traveling salesman in a bar. No. But that would be the ultimate joke, wouldn't it? So this traveling sex therapist walks into a traveling sales. No. Never mind. I was just trying to.
I'd like to. You know, some of our more provocative shows were about sexuality. And
really?
Yes, I would say. And, you know, so the question that a lot of people do ask, whether not usually on the air, but they will ask. I know I've had clients over the years that ask, how much sex should we have at 50 plus or older? And I guess none if you don't want it. I think a lot of folks don't. But then again, if you do self-pleasuring, then that means that your body feels desire. So whom are we kidding anyway? I guess my bias has been that when you stop having sex is when you are officially old. If you are healthy and have a partner, keep on keeping on. And if you don't have a partner, exactly. Or maybe you should
use it or lose
one.
Yes.
Use it or lose it, or a former relationship. You know, Germaine Greer, who wrote so many years ago, The Female Eunuch, which
right.
was a bestseller, and she was much more into sex than now. Now, 35 years later, she says in her book that she wants to reassure women that they do not have a duty of sexual attraction, but a duty of living with dignity and grace.
She sounds old.
Well, fine, you know, but I propose that you gamely hang in there and have sex, even if you aren't aflame with desire. It usually works. And sex is good for your health and good for your relationship, and that's been one of the ongoing messages in the course of my radio programs over the last 5+ years.
Take up gardening. Do deep knee bends in the asparagus patch, as the old story goes.
You can't
say that on the radio. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
Well, I think most of us, and again, I'm acknowledging that we have younger listeners, but since my show was called 50 Plus and Fabulous, a show about successful aging up until the beginning of this year, I still more or less had a focus of 50 plus, and I think that most of us at 50 plus want to live juicy. And when...
I guess that puts it rather succinctly.
I think so, because, you know, it's kind of like across the board juicy.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I see?
You know, a lot of us have wisdom. You know, we have a network. We have a sort of secret strength that we can use for good causes. We may be more focused, not so distracted as we were, you know, with motherhood and by being attractive, especially for women. And so as we age, we have the potential of having our quality of life improved.
It's gotten better since I met you, baby.
Well, it's gotten really good having you aboard.
Oh,
it's
thank
just,
you very
and
much.
I really want to be able to continue this collaboration.
And mahalo to Joe, our producer.
And mahalo to Joe, our producer. And
20 seconds left.
If you need some encouragement and some inspiration to make a difference and age successfully, we hope our show has done that. May love and light flow through your life. And remember, the love we give away is the only love we keep.
Till the next time, when it is, aloha.
Aloha.
Thanks for listening to Wiley and Sage Wise and Witty Journeys. Please tune in next week for more laugh out loud laments, observations, moans, and groans, all of which add up to the perfect antidote for the age depressed. Until next week, keep your chin up and your feet happy.